Baseball.
Runner on first. Walk to first.
See, now that was actually a stupid point to start, because now it's all noise. I'm going to do it anyways.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we're peaking like mad. But
ladies and gentlemen, hello. Welcome to the Ice Holes podcast. Number of numbers. And
Blue Jays edition.
We're recording at a Toronto Blue Jays game. Sky Dome. It'll never be called Rogers Center, because that's for
suckers.
Suckers, indeed. So we're going to try and do a podcast right from the 500s, because you know... Because that's how you know we're making the big podcast dollars.
High budget.
High rollers. Right now we have Jose Bautista. Bautista? Yeah, he's a popular guy. Is he?
He's like the Drake of the Blue Jays.
Look at that. Look at that.
There we go.
Oh, that's a foul.
That's a foul. Foul ball.
But it would have been a homer, though.
Back to the game.
Could have been.
That's a foul. Anyways, so whatever. We'll just give this a shot. Let's start the music.
Yeah. I am a little monkey and I am very sad, 'cause all the other monkeys went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do, so maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to you. I am a little monkey and I am...
Baseball. You watch a lot of baseball there? I should introduce who we're with, by the way. We're with AK, Andrew Kennedy. He's back. You know, he was just on the last podcast.
Yeah, was on it.
And then we have T-Ball, Tyler Ball. It sounds like shit, because we're just recording just purely into the recorder, X and Y, for those of you soundaholics. You know what that
sound nerds.
Sound nerds. So we're just going to be passing this thing along. You know, we got Dan behind us. We got Joey on the end. Joey.
Yeah, Danny St. James is behind us.
Yeah. He's watching the game, though.
Scalper, so.
Yeah.
I mean, and Tyler and Joey are watching the game, too. We might get some commentary from them.
Yeah. Well, T-Ball.
What's up, assholes?
Yeah, he's got a great sarcastic... Here's the noise again. Junior Jays. You remember the Junior Jays when we were kids?
No.
Like, really? Junior Jays comics? You used to get them at, like, McDonald's and stuff like that. Do you remember Junior Jays and Dr. J? Like, when we were kids?
No, not really.
Really? They were, like, they had, like, a whole comic book life to them, and, like, and it was all about a bunch of kids. One of them was in a wheelchair.
Oh, Home Run Eddie!
Black kid in a wheelchair, right?
Pardon?
It's a black kid in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, just to make him extra...
Extra cool.
Yeah.
His name was Wheels, too.
Wheels.
Yeah, it was Wheels.
I mean, basically anybody who was in a wheelchair at that time in any kind of kid's fashion was nicknamed Wheels. All right, so Jose Bautista just hit something.
No, that was Encarnacion.
I don't give a fuck.
That's my man, right, though. Encarnacion, let me tell you a little bit about him.
Sure, go ahead.
Wait, his baseball, like, he's a home run king. He's Home Run Eddie. And when he stands up with the baseball bat, it's like total relaxation. You can see it in his eyes. He's not even here right now. He's at home smoking blunts, listening to, like, I don't know, Rihanna or something.
And Rihanna's the relaxing.
I don't know. Maybe he's listening to, like, he's definitely listening to something.
I need
something
to stop. When I laugh, I'm doing the, you know, the wind mic, you know, when you blow directly into the mic, it's really...
Yeah, you should get a windscreen for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, usually we record with actual microphones.
Yeah, now indoors.
Indeed. All right.
Well, the dome is closed. We are kind of inside now.
Yeah. So we got Adam Lind up to bat. Adam Lind.
The funniest thing about the Jumbotron is the pictures they use for the guys' faces. They all look so goofy.
Yeah.
Look at Lind. Poor guy.
This is a radio podcast. Nobody can.
I know, but people in Toronto can relate, and people that aren't in Toronto, they can look it up.
Yeah.
Look up the pictures.
The thing is. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm now approaching 30, and I still have no idea what all the stats are in baseball.
No, I don't know that. All I know is home run Eddie and Kawasaki.
I know, but like, look at Adam Lind's season stats. He's averaging a .338, folks, which means you know, .338 of his balls are.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
Base hit. That's a base hit.
That'll raise his .338. That'll,
It just goes up a notch?
I think he's up to a 4 now. Yeah. Or wait, I guess it would go... Since it's a decimal, doesn't it go... It goes closer to 1, right?
Yeah, closer to 1.
This is all... I mean, it's just... This is a disaster already.
We shouldn't even talk about this stuff. We have no right to talk about stats.
Okay. Well, what's... okay, then we have the G.
We can talk about the personality of the players.
Is G goals?
G's.
No. G is ground. Well, do you know what I don't even know what the stats are at this point in my life. Do you know what these are? What's the G?
What's G?
G for...
Does anybody know?
Games.
Number of games. All right, played. Games.
At-bats is like number of times they've been up to bat.
All right, that's the AB. The H is probably hits, home runs. Yeah.
RBIs.
And
OPS is on base plus slugging.
Oh, Jesus. That one sounds way technical.
It's way technical.
I don't know, man. That's what everything means for our excited baseball listeners
who can't see anything that we're looking
at. Who have no idea what we're talking about, and I reckon that most of the people that listen to this are not at all baseball fans.
I'm usually just driving to work when I listen.
That makes sense. You need something to do when you're driving to work.
Basically, it keeps me awake. And if I get a few chuckles in.
When are we gonna, like, you know how Google's got those self-driving cars? When are we gonna get those? And then you can just watch a baseball game on your way to work.
Google has that?
Yeah. You haven't heard about the self-driving cars?
No. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, Google, okay. I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like. Google has made cars that are driving all over California right now, like, just with no one.
Empty?
Yeah. With nobody.
Just burning through that gas.
But the thing is, they don't get into accidents. They don't, like, they're really efficient and that kind of thing. And like, if people can get in them, like, you know, you can override them.
Oh!
That's
so what happened there was.
All right, hold on.
Let me. Can you hear it all?
What?
So what happened was the back catcher missed the ball. He missed the pitch. And the Jays runner on third just stole home plate. So,
baseball excitement, yes. People miss the. That was fun. I have no. Oh, there's the beer guy. I like how the beer guys, they wear orange and their shirts all say beer.
So you can't mistake it.
So you know that they're. That's their team. But why are they orange? You think
orange represents party,
or pumpkin, or a pumpkin party,
or a five ball.
That's technical. So, all right. So, right now we're playing the Baltimore Orioles. You know anything about Baltimore there, Andrew?
It's the that's where the Wire takes place.
All right, yep. Television show The Wire takes place in Baltimore. Also, do they have a lot of Orioles, do you think? A lot of those... it's a bird, right? You know, I think the one thing I'll give the Orioles is I think they... the redo of their logo, like their new logo, is so much better than their old... Remember the old, like... They had one logo that...
It was an O or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely got better.
It was just an O.
Yeah, well, I think so. Do you remember what the old Baltimore logo was?
Barely.
Yeah. This one's great. You know, just a simple kind of cartoon bird. I think it's a lot better.
I
also like that we went back to the classic.
That's what I was going
to
say.
The classic Blue Jays.
The one that the logo they tried to come out with, like the fancy J, like in italics and in like black and like baby blue. That was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. Yeah.
You could probably come sit down here if you wanted to.
Yeah, we're getting Dan.
Dan's in the back there.
Wait another inning.
Dan is a row behind us because, as we mentioned, we purchased off of
scalper.
Half of illegal scalpers.
And Dan was the one who like he's the brainchild behind the whole thing.
Because we're a bit of a, you know, we're a renegade bunch, so we don't
bad cats.
Bad cats. And so now we have commercials with Jay's cooking
around like a Home Depot
they're
fireplace.
Cooking, well, they're making you know s'mores.
Bonfires.
Talking about
fire's going backwards too, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not even real. Oh, that's Photoshop.
They're talking about the perfect marshmallow because when I think baseball, I think of marshmallows. And there's a girl with braces.
Jumbotron. I have crooked teeth, man. Don't hate. They gotta get that straight. I appreciate. I respect that. Orthodontics is like a underrated profession, I think.
Did you have crooked teeth?
No, I had
have
braces.
Crooked teeth right now. I feel.
I had braces when I was a kid. When I was in high school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And how have things picked up? How's your life?
Well, I have less of an overbite now.
Oh, congratulations! Well, I know you've really made it.
I really made it. I'm here. I'm arrived.
I had braces in I had braces in grade 12.
One minute you have braces.
Oh, that's been late.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get them, and then my parents were like, "Andrew, your insurance runs out this year. You should get braces." And
yeah.
I was like, "Okay." Did it in 9 months, and right on the last week that I had braces, I got into a fight. And I got punched in the mouth, and like all the braces on my back, like on the left side of my, I think they all came out, and like
that
just like
sucks.
Stabbing into my. It was pretty bad.
You were quite a.
He was a rapscallion.
AK was a gangster in high school.
No,
he was a mover and shaker.
My friend got jumped, and so I started jumping the guy that was jumping him.
Double jump.
And then I got jumped as well.
That's like a triple jump.
It's a triple jump. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an Olympic sport.
Nirvana, the band, the show.
Yeah.
Land perfect cartwheel at the crib. Land into the Ferrari.
Drop kick out the.
So that's what happens,
jump
guys.
Out the helicopter
you know,
on skis.
One minute you have crooked teeth, then you get braces, and then you know, eventually you're sitting in the 500s at a baseball game, watching the Toronto Blue Jays v the Baltimore Orioles. You got it. Here we are.
Oh,
Budweiser.
Oh, that's an out. That's an out.
Oh yes, the roar from the crowd.
And Adam Jones is sent back to the bench. Dreams shattered.
The roar from the crowd. The peaking of the podcast.
You got a Kawasaki bow in there.
Kawasaki.
He's hot.
He's hot right now.
Yeah. Is there a Yamaha as well?
No,
somewhere in the league.
But there is.
Not that I know of.
Because that would be, you know, because they're both
there's
motorcycles.
Suzuki? Yeah,
Suzuki. Ichiro.
Is he Swift? Heyo. Oh,
he's an amazing
Suzuki
bat.
Swift.
He's an amazing baseball player. He plays for the Yankees.
Well, he took the wind right out of my sails, didn't he?
Oh, man. It's going well so far.
The podcast or the game?
Oh, the game. The podcast is just crashing and burning.
Yeah. Fair enough. So right now we're ball zero, strike one, out one. That for the... you got Baltimore up to bat. See, I could do this.
Yeah.
Baltimore up to bat right now. We got Chris Davis.
Chris Davis. He's got a chin on him. Look at him. Look how big that chin is.
Yeah, little known fact about Chris Davis. He once burnt off his eyebrows at a barbecue in Baltimore, where they happen to have a lot of barbecues.
Yeah.
Due to the extreme boring nature of the city. So, up in the 500s, we've got a man with a pink shirt and the Superman tied, you know, Carlton Banks sweater his shoulders.
There's also a big guy down at that end.
There's also an extremely large man in our row whose belly literally is getting held back by the rail.
He's also eating a pizza very fast.
Eating a pizza. His leg looks like... What would you describe that as?
Man.
So there we go. That's a home run.
Double.
Oh, it's a double?
Ground rule double.
Ground rule.
If it hits inside the park and then bounces out, it's a double. They get to go to the second base.
The second base.
Tree trunks, Kareem. Tree trunks.
Yeah, yeah, the guy's fat like tree trunks. But now we're already on to the double.
Chris Davis, the guy that just batted, is like winning. He's like leading the league in home runs by like 15 runs. Like home runs.
Wow. He's like Chris Davis.
I think he's like, he has how many
the guy who we made fun of.
Chin.
He has 27. I think the next person, Cabrera on, I forget on which team, has the next lowest player has like 19 or something. He's winning by almost 10 or something.
Unbelievable baseball statistics there. So there we go.
I don't know if that has any relevance to your recording at all.
No, you know what? It only makes it better. We only get more information, and people like to be informed.
Yeah, and you never know. You might get some baseball fans that occasionally tune in.
You know, hey, it might happen. I bet you just purely because if I hashtag baseball when I release this, you'll get a bunch more listeners, and then they'll realize that. So they'll listen. So we'll probably got a lot of new
hashtag
listenership
baseball, hashtag
to this
hot
one.
Dog, hashtag
hot dog.
Hashtag. Hashtag pizza.
Hashtag large man.
Hashtag fat guy. Hashtag. Okay.
So there we go.
And Chris Davis is on third. And we're hoping for that third out before he gets to home plate.
Hey, describe to me who you think the average baseball fan is. What's the average baseball fan look like to you, would you say?
Male or female? Because there's two different.
All right, yeah. Give the. Okay, you wow. Go ahead. You go ahead with the male, and I'll. I'm thinking about the female right now.
I don't know. The male is like mid, late 20s.
Yeah.
Unshaved.
Yeah, like some stubble happening.
Yeah, definitely a lot of shadow.
We all have stubble, all of us here at the moment, if not a full beard.
So lazy.
Definitely very insecure about
insecure,
a lot of things.
Yeah.
Looking to pick up. Looking to pick up.
Really, you think?
People that like beer, probably.
Look at, look, we're going to end up, our podcast is going to end up in this girl's picture. So that's very exciting. So keep on the lookout.
You should take some selfies during this.
Yeah, because clearly.
You should take some selfies during this broadcast.
Oh, let's do some selfies, yeah.
Okay,
selfie,
well, we'll.
Selfie break.
You can check out our selfies, obviously, on Ice Holes Twitter. Might as well put that out right now. Ice Holes Podcast. At Ice Holes Podcast.
Speaking of selfies, do you want to do the average female?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the average female at a game, I think, is here to be like, look, I went to a baseball game. That means I can hang with you. Pardon? I'm in the picture? Oh, here. Okay. We're
getting
in. Now we're getting in on a... a picture. It could be a video. I think it's a video. So that's exciting as well. Instagram's got the new video.
It's the Instagram.
It's the Vine Killer. Vine Killer. You know. That's very exciting.
We're cheering to get this man out right now.
All right. Yes. Oh, not he didn't get out there. Travis Ishikawa.
Yeah.
Do you think his real name's Travis?
I am going to put my money on no.
Yeah, Ishikawa. I mean, he may be American with Japanese descent. Oh, here comes the cheering, folks.
Yes. Feel free to cheer at home or in your car, but keep one hand on the wheel.
Yeah, or...
That's a note to self.
On the bus, wherever you happen to be. Yes, Blue Jays. Oh, they didn't like what happened there. Hey, there's a person on the other team named Teagarden. Excited for that guy to come up. You know? He sounds very, I wonder if he's Japanese.
We should invite him to be. Yeah.
Ishikawa and Teagarden, they,
A pleasant name.
We're doing a podcast right now. Yeah. Who's listening? At the moment, probably, I mean, it has to still be put up, but these are the girls in front of us that are asking us. No, it's not live. It's not streaming. It's going to go on later on. Sorry, what's your name, darling?
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Pleasure
nice
to meet
you.
Are you enjoying the game as
somewhat.
Of right now? Somewhat?
I'm only paying attention like maybe 40%.
I think that's the most that any person does pay attention at a baseball game in the 500s.
Hockey is like 80, basketball 60, Baseball's 40.
Oh. 40, yeah, I would say. It might be even less, especially for me at the moment. Yeah. I'm barely paying attention.
He's pretty occupied with the podcast.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. But, yeah, well, enjoy the game,
thanks,
girls. And it was a pleasure to be in your photos. I hope Ice Holes podcast. All so right. There you go.
Great. So that went well, I think.
Another listener.
Another, that's one more. So, all right. Hey, look at all those. So those are the pennants that I'm looking at right now. All the
pennants?
All the pennants, the things that we've won.
Hang. I'm noticing nothing since 93.
Here we go.
Yeah! Yes. I got carried away. That was almost a run there, and we had a man in, I don't know who it was, but the man in left field just saved the day there. He caught it.
Great, yeah.
Melky Cabrera, have my babies!
Is that a common chant? Does that happen?
No, that's just me. That's just what I want.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Dan's now moved down to our lane, folks. Our lane. And Joe has come back with sweet potato fries. So everybody's making it happen.
The woman behind us has Blue Jay earrings.
Well, awesome. You know, you got to support the team. Wow, it's really turned up a notch here.
Dan.
Hello, Dan. Dan's down here now, and say hello, bud.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm also at this Jays game too.
You can find
how you seem to be a big baseball fan.
Yeah, I used to play baseball.
Oh, really?
So I know.
What was your position?
I played a lot of third base.
Oh, yeah. I have played a lot of third base in my life as well.
Oh, yeah. I used to play baseball as well, but I got into a fight once.
This is the second fight into in this podcast.
Let's not talk about me fighting anymore.
This the one with you in braces, or you didn't have braces at this point?
No, I played baseball when I was younger.
Did you use a baseball bat in your fight?
No, I should have, though. I wasn't on the field. I wasn't on the field. But, Dan, you can find Dan on Vine, hashtag, what was that?
What was that?
What was that?
That's a great hashtag for Vine.
Yeah, it's a very popular hashtag.
Yeah.
Always trending.
There we go. So,
hashtag Bengalese.
21 minutes in already.
It's going well. It's not going to be the full game, that's the thing.
Oh, definitely not. This would be like a 6-hour podcast. Well, I don't know, they don't go that long, but...
It should end when a foul ball comes and like hits the corner of your hand.
That would be like cheering. I got it.
It'd be the best ending we've had yet.
Maybe we could fake that post production.
We were talking about the Sky Dome earlier, and how it's I hate like all the team. Like, are all the stadiums now, they just have the shittiest names. Is there any that are still, that still has, like, a regular stadium name?
It's always corporations.
Where?
TFC, the stadium is, like, BMO Field.
Yeah. But I'm talking about one that doesn't have, like, a corporate name.
A corporate name? Well, there's, like, Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park. Yeah. Mm. There's a few.
Oh, right back
but
there.
But no one calls it the Rogers Center. Everyone still just calls it the Sky Dome. I feel like only like really young children who didn't know it as the Sky Dome.
Oh, a lot of people.
I'm starting to find a lot of people are saying Rogers Center.
Yeah, they correct me when I say Sky Dome. They're like, oh, you mean the Rogers Center?
do they do it like that?
Yeah, that's how they say
it. Is that why you get in a fight so much?
Yeah, because I impersonate them.
All right.
Foul
ball right to our section. Wow, very close.
That could have been the end of the podcast right there.
Yeah, that would that almost happened. That all you
almost happened.
You're like one of those butterfly effect kind of guys right now. Yeah, well. That would have been crazy if we caught one on the on the podcast.
That would have been nuts.
It would have been
imagine how much you could auction that off for.
Not much. It's a single game out
we
of
sell
like
it to someone in like New Zealand.
How many games
or
are in a season? Like
162.
162.
Yeah.
It's like the longest season in sports.
Yeah.
It's too many games.
Each one better than the last.
Each game?
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
hey, did you put the last podcast up yet?
Yeah, yeah, it's getting up. It's actually going to be up later today.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
I haven't heard it yet.
Actually, maybe not. We'll see. This is nothing we need to talk about.
Did you guys
as
care
I don't
about
edit,
that? You've already.
As I don't edit this yet. Yeah. It is coming out within this week, though, because by then, because I'm trying to do once a week now. And now this is why I'm banking them. I'm
now,
just taking them.
Do you tell me this. When we look up to the roof of the Sky Dome, do you feel sick? I get nauseous when I look up there.
For those of you who don't know, what is
the alley up there?
No.
Catwalk?
No. What? There's people
with
that people, walk?
Yeah, there's a catwalk up there, and like every once in a while you'll just see like a guy standing up there watching the game.
Like people modeling?
Doing what?
At modeling, it's a
modeling?
Catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing if you looked up and there was just women
a couple
wearing
models,
like,
secrets models.
Yeah, wearing like swans or something or whatever they do.
Yeah, you know? A lot of flash.
Who was that wrestler who died here? Didn't he like fall off?
That wasn't was that here, was it? No. Well,
was that here?
No, that was
the Owen Hart.
Owen Hart. Was
it Owen Hart?
No,
it wasn't here.
No.
I think it was in the States.
They have had they had WrestleMania here. I remember that when I was when I was young.
I also have seen monster truck stuff here. One time, my dad took me to that. One time.
Wow.
I didn't know that we were rednecks until then.
Yeah.
But we are.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm not.
It was cool, but it smelled horrible. Like,
do you think that was more about the monster trucks or the clientele?
Yeah. But there was like a destruction derby and then like dirt bikes. And my favorite part was the remote control cars. I'm not going to lie. They had remote control cars go off jumps. It was
remote
awesome.
Control like big cars?
No.
Like monster trucks?
No, little ones.
Oh. Well, couldn't you just... You can see that at a...
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have a monster truck. Like, they were going off the monster truck jumps, right?
Yeah.
So they were really flying.
Here we go. Another foul ball. Foul. So back to a play. Back to a play.
Oh, but I think he caught it out, so... I don't know if that's an out.
Well, does anybody know really all of the rules or what they're about here?
You and I don't.
Yeah.
But Dan knows all of them, I think, and Tyler knows almost all of them.
Yeah, he's nodding his head in agreement.
I'm a licensed umpire. If one of these umpires were to fall ill during the game, I'm like next on the list.
Really?
Like,
you could jump in there.
Here,
that's why he's not drinking.
Be like,
is that for serious?
Here's your suit.
That would be amazing.
For serious. Totally for serious.
Great.
Yeah. For realsies.
Congratulations. I mean, something to talk about at around the water cooler.
You think we could have got better seats?
Huh?
You think we could have got better seats?
Yeah.
Being
well, you know, you don't want to show. He doesn't want to get pulled into the game too quickly.
Yeah.
If the need were to arise.
Yeah.
Like an on-call doctor.
I don't want to make the umps down there nervous. I don't want to be like standing over their shoulder, being like, "Oh, that was a shitty call."
Yeah.
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 Because I would do that.
Do you have like a umpire pager, something like that? Like,
it's in his backpack.
I have a personal assistant that will come, that knows where I am at all times.
They'll come up here with a parachute, and he can just jump off right here.
Yeah.
A hang glider.
I'll rappel down to the field.
Just hit a foul ball up.
And then I just stand like this, and like a group of people come and just like clothe me, like wrap me in like my padding.
Yeah.
And then I'm just set. I'm just ready.
Well, there we go.
That's a foul again.
Foul ball again. So.
And it was caught, so he's out. I don't know the rules there, but.
It's a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're up 1-0. We're up 1-0, folks.
Yeah, fantastic.
Nothing to be worried about, unless you're in Baltimore. You got any Baltimore listeners?
Not that I know of. Maybe one. I think I know like two people in Baltimore.
Tell them to choke on a fat dick.
No.
Just kidding, Baltimore. I love you. Thank you for the wire.
Thank you for the wire.
Omar coming. Omar.
So Lori seems to be popular on the jerseys here.
Lori? Yeah, but he's not playing though. He's injured.
Oh.
But he's a hothead. Have you ever seen him play?
No. Clearly
he
not.
He is like so pumped up. He's more excited than any fan.
Really?
He gets really pumped up. And like when I saw him play last time, he struck out. He didn't like the call.
Yeah.
He like threw his glove down on the floor in front of the ump, and the ump threw him out of the game. And the manager ran out and started complaining, and then the ump threw the manager out.
That sounds devastating. There's a lot of random giveaway things at baseball games. You don't get that at so many others. Like, did you see that? That was just happening. There was like
they're giving away what?
I don't know. There was some tourism thing. They had three random barbecues, and in one of them was a fish, and the guy had to pick which one had the fish in it. Like the
they're all
very random.
Like The Price is Right.
Yeah, but they
basically the plot to that show, The Price is Right.
Yeah, but they didn't mix them up at all. So like you saw which one had the fish, and then the guy picked the one with the fish. So it wasn't like there was any real, there was no real skill test there.
Well, come on, look where we are. We're in the 500s.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was in the 500s. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, domestic tall cans, $10.
It's a place. Look at that Bacardi Breezer right there.
Yeah. That's beer guy number 50. Little known fact about number 50 there. Just joined the force recently, the beer force. Happy to be on staff. He once blew a Blue Jay to get this job.
I was wondering where you're going to come with that.
I had nothing. But, you know, yeah, male Blue Jays, who would have known? So,
little known fact about Blue
Jays. David Roberts is the freshest name in nuts, guys. I didn't know if he knew that. It says all around the stadium at the moment.
David Roberts.
David Roberts, the freshest name in nuts. How did that guy get away with that tagline?
Yeah.
Freshest nuts in town.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What, who, to David Roberts?
So whose birthday is it today?
Not I.
Mm. Too bad.
Okay, that conversation really went nowhere quick. Wow. I'm not editing this either. I'm not going to edit this one.
Oh, man.
All right.
So that's a double.
Oh, he's running back. That's a single. So
that's all right, yeah.
One base. Yeah, congratulations.
Right field. Put a stop.
You made it. That was... That was Ryan Flaherty. Oh, here comes Teagarden.
Oh, Teagarden. This is the moment.
The only British person in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. Well, here, at the end of the game, they don't dump Gatorade on them. They just dump a big thing of tea.
Yeah.
Is that where Teagarden comes in? Because this guy's name's Teagarden. Oh, do you have any statistics about him?
Look at him. Look how British he looks.
Wow. He looks...
Got a huge nose.
Teagarden looks like the most English guy I've ever seen.
He was born in Newcastle.
Is that for...
In 1983.
Yeah, same year.
To Albert and Patricia Teagarden.
Yeah, 1983. So he's a pig on the Chinese zodiac. I know that.
He is.
Congratulations. That means he's very honest. Probably a very honest guy, Teagarden.
Against Chinese, though. They don't like the Chinese.
Well, but there's also...
The Opium Wars. They're still stewing about the Opium Wars. The fact that they lost that.
But there's a guy on the Orioles named like Ming-Na Wen or something like that, isn't there?
Ishikawa?
No, Ishikawa. Sorry, I know the difference between it. Japanese and Chinese. I don't want to be that guy, but hey, you know. Now there's a...
Yeah, there's a Chinese... The pitcher for the Jays is, I think, Chinese.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, well, there we go. It's good to...
Who's pitching
good
today?
To see
what's
them getting...
So the guy pitching right now is Chinese.
What's his name?
To Teagarden. Chen Ming-Wong?
Yeah. So, okay, so it's on the... He's on the other team. There we go. Well, on our team.
Can we get Loop, though? I like Loop. He's just got a good...
He's a relief pitcher.
Oh, it almost came up again. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Guys, this may happen.
Could end at any moment.
This podcast really... I mean, it almost should.
Listeners are on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, waiting. That ball came close. That's twice that the ball has come very close to our
about 10 feet away from us, folks.
You know, I'm surprised. I mean, there's got to be some sort of lawsuits that have come through these
getting
balls
hit by a ball?
At some point, no?
I don't think it's... I think there's, like, in the small text on the back of your ticket...
Boom, double play.
All right, yes, Teagarden. Yeah. Taylor Teagarden, ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
A great player.
Yeah.
A great pitcher.
He caught the ball.
And then threw at the guy at first.
And then he did a double play. He was the entire team that time, except the first baseman.
Teagarden was.
Teagarden never yeah. saw it coming.
He went down to the Chinaman.
He went down to him. And after the game, he has to go down
he
on
went
him.
Down to Chinatown? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Is that too racist?
I don't think so.
No, I think it works.
Jack Nicholson?
All right. I think we have a ticket mix-up here. We have ushers dealing with a situation. Some freeloaders. You know, they just got hoofed. They just got the thumb. You know, the hitchhiker thumb. Time to move it there, toots. That's what they did. All right.
In the wrong section.
Yeah, wrong section. How embarrassing for them.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have. They were.
It might happen to Dan. I think Dan's feeling pretty nervous right now.
No.
Are you feeling nervous? I mean, he only moved down a row.
Yeah, one row.
He can't be that nervous. He's got $500 glasses on right now.
Are they $500? No. They're really nice. Ray-Bans.
Yeah. They're not $500.
$400.
They're prescription.
I have prescription sunglasses as well. They can cost a pretty penny. I don't mind.
Can you get a prescription if you don't need a prescription?
Yeah, basically, what you do is you go to an optometrist and you just get the lowest prescription you can, like things that,
that
don't even magnify at all.
Why would you?
Oh! On point.
There we go.
Melky's getting every corner tonight. Every corner.
There we go. Yeah, every corner, guys. So, somebody describe what just happened. So,
a solid effort. Pop fly to left field. Melky Cabrera took it in the corner, like caught it, and it's out. That was the end of the inning.
What a fantastic inning. 35 minutes in, folks. 35 minutes. It'll be over soon. And
Score
is 1-0. I mean, maybe we should pause it, come back later in the game. So we, right now, folks, just so you know, we're in the bottom of the third. All right, we're going to come back probably maybe after the seventh inning stretch, or maybe
the
eighth.
For the seventh. And then we'll cut it again and come back in the ninth.
Why would we come in during the stretch?
Let's just keep starting and stopping the podcast.
All right, so we're going to come back in another inning. So bottom of the third, Frosted Flakes, talk to you later. Great. All right, we're back here fully stretched after the seventh inning. Oh, there's another big hit by Colby Rasmus, and it's going to be caught, and everything sucks. All right, it's all over.
Colby Rasmus. Strikeout champion, but the score is now 2-1. Still Blue Jays in the lead.
Blue Jays leading.
Not the most exciting game, but
there was a home run. You know, there was a home run.
Who was it? Was it Lins?
Who gives a shit? But no, it wasn't. Who hit the home run?
It's Turris. I don't know how to
Meister say it. Meister is Turris. Hit the home run. He's like 5'5 and probably 100 pounds, but he hit it pretty good. Smacked it right into the dugout. It was the highlight of the game so far.
Is the dugout? This is the dugout here, right?
The bullpen.
The bullpen.
I'm mixing my baseball terms there. Not the dugout, the bullpen.
Well, where is the dugout? I thought dugout.
Dugout's where the team sits while they wait to go up to bat.
Oh, the bullpen is...
Where the pitchers practice.
I see. Yes. Great. So we've all learned. We've all learned something.
Hey,
today.
Look at the waves going on, and it's about to hit us.
Yeah, we were trying to start a wave earlier. Here we go. All right, are we waving? No, we didn't wave.
What's up, folks?
Andrew gave it a shot, but it didn't work
really
out.
I put my lower torso into it. So
just your upper torso.
Yeah.
Just arms, basically, is what he's trying to say. We got JP Arencibia up to bat.
Comes another wave.
Here comes another wave. Here we go. Woo.
We're getting into it.
Thrilling. Thrilling. Thrilling for our podcast listeners to imagine a wave coming by as we record this.
I'm sure there's some people that are listening that have never been to a baseball game before.
Who? No, really? Listen, folks. Tickets are like 16, like 12 bucks or something ridiculous, and $17.50 plus tax. Just do yourself a favor. Actually, you know what? Like, if you haven't had a couple beers, it's not super thrilling. It is the least thrilling of the major league sports, I would say. I don't want to make judgments, Dan. You're the baseball guy, so I don't want to. You could be an umpire.
It's not an action-packed game. If you want to see fights and hits, then go to a hockey game.
Definitely.
Or a football game.
Sort of.
But if you want to be bored enough that you find excitement in the small things, then I think baseball is where it's at.
There we go. A game for the little man.
It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn.
The Wire.
It's been enjoyable. Yeah, you've brought up The Wire a lot. This is your connection to Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
All right, so we got another...
out on first, and that'll end the seventh.
That'll end the seventh. So we are now
through the seventh inning, you can tell that the game has just really pepped us up for the second part of this podcast.
Well, you guys have had a couple drinks now.
Just one. Just a tall can.
Yeah.
No big deal.
You gave him a $2 tip, I think.
Yeah, $1, actually. I didn't know I had a premium can.
Oh, so that's unfortunate. Is premium now?
Apparently. See, here's the thing. They say domestic, so you think, okay, Keith is from Canada. But domestic, but then he gets a Bud.
Budweiser's
domestic.
Which is $10.
Yeah,
the Keith is the premium, which is $12.
Which doesn't make any sense.
It's $11, I think.
It's yeah. 12.
Anyways, Keith's is a terrible beer. I just want to say that. My opinion. No.
Yeah, Budweiser is crappy, is it? Budweiser is a crappy beer.
Oh, yeah, they're both not that great.
But, I'm not going to pay the extra $2 for the Keiths in this situation. I'm already paying $10 for beer as it is.
We now have, the young ladies who are sitting in front of us now have cowboy hats. Do you think cowboys and baseball go together a lot? I don't see cowboys in baseball. I see more of a, Rangers.
I think that, they're being out in the country and stuff, there'd be more baseball than there would be football or, there's definitely no hockey.
They have do they have a team in Iowa? I could see them having I feel like in Iowa, that's what they do. They just play baseball.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a team, though.
There's no team. What would be closest to that? What's in the Midwest? I mean, Kansas City.
I'm not sure.
Utah.
Yeah, they got a basketball team.
Yeah, but do they have a? What's like the most like rural baseball team you can think of?
Most rural baseball team?
I don't know. Milwaukee Brewers.
There's like Kansas City.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's on Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
Minnesota?
Minnesota. But again, that's north. There's nothing really in the heartland where I would think, where you think baseball.
Like St. Louis?
St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah, nothing really out there.
So what we're trying to say is, it's a boring game, folks. It's
they'd rather use their baseball fields to grow corn, I think.
That makes sense.
Corn's good.
Don't believe the hype. If you build it, they may not come. Because... pretty boring game. There we go. So, let's check in with T-Ball. T-Ball,
he's double fisting.
He's double fisting Budweiser's. Hey, local beer. That's what I like about it. Why do you think Budweiser's are domestic?
I'm spitting into one and drinking from the other.
Oh, that's class.
Yeah.
Everybody got free spits when they came in. That's why spits being for the. For the what kind of seeds are those? Sunflower seeds for the international listeners who are more not as uncouth. Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah,
we actually probably have more international listenership than we have national.
Like Sweden?
No, I have a lot of Australia, South Africa, New Zealand.
Wow. Kiwis?
English. A lot of English.
Yeah.
It's random. Very random, this podcast.
Yeah, I said
hi. Yeah.
Especially this podcast in particular. This isn't...
it's not a bad thing.
We're not doing them any favors here. It's noisy. It's... The game is... The thrill is not there at the moment.
The people in all those places that you mentioned don't give a shit about baseball.
No, that's true. We're trying to bridge the gap here. Trying to bring in,
Yeah.
Joey, how are you doing, brother?
Good, man, good.
How are your feeling? What are your feelings on the game at this point, at this juncture?
Stressful.
Stressful, yeah. It's a one-run game. It's 10 in a row if they win this, which is pretty big. They haven't won 10 in a row, I think, since 2008 when they won 11 in a row. So it's pretty stressful.
There we go. So, yeah, so for the fans, it just means a lot.
It's a turning point in the season, man. Mm-hmm.
Also, I should mention the extremely large gentleman that was seated next to us has now become 10 small children. So we speculated earlier that perhaps he just exploded, and this is what happened. And the kids seem thrilled too. Would you bring your kid to a baseball game?
Hell yeah, I'd bring my kid if I had a kid, which I don't and I won't. But yeah.
Even if it's a girl?
Hell yeah.
But I feel like if it's boring, look, because remember when we were kids?
I used to love it.
But like, for when I was a kid, like now an hour is like this, like goes by super fast. But when I was a kid, an hour was like
forever.
3 days.
I'll tell you though, like one of the, well, definitely probably the best memory I have of my grandma from England, she took me to a Blue Jays game one time when they were in their prime. Like it must have been like 93, I think. I don't know. And we were sitting next to this drunk guy, and he was, I think he was English as well. And he kept, you know, remember Kelly Gruber? He was on the team at the time. Yeah. And he's like yelling like, come on, Kelly.
Oh my God, we got a flub. There we go. Oh. He got him out. Nobody likes the umpire right now. Hey, people are pretty mad at the umpire. You might be called in there, Dan.
I might, yeah.
So, Dan, tell us about...
What would you have done differently?
I would have called that guy out. I would have succumbed to the peer pressure of the home team crowd and called that guy out.
You heard it here, folks. That's what Dan would have done.
I also just want to say that there's a girl, she just sat down there, and I don't know what you call that, right in the very front row, and there were all the nice drinks. The cleavage is off the hook. I can see it from here. We're in the 500s.
Ladies and gentlemen. You mean like right on the field?
Basically, yeah. In the...
Isn't that the press box? Or, no, what is that? That's not press. It's like...
Oh, they got him.
Those are the special folks.
Yeah!
All right, let's turn it down. There we go. So we just got a...
So the gentleman on the Orioles, he just tried to steal second base and it backfired on him. He was taken down with a tag at second base.
Here we go. We've got Manny Machado up on the mound. Not on the mound.
Not the name.
What,
of the
what are they called? The
not the name of a Pokemon.
What do they hit?
Machop was the name of the Pokemon.
All right. What do they call that? I mean, the mound is where the you know. To the plate, up to
that's
the plate.
Called home base.
Yeah, up to
the battery.
Is it called the battery?
Yeah. So between the pitcher and the batter, that relationship is referred to as the battery.
Yeah.
It's an official baseball term.
I don't have much battery left on this machine at the moment that we're recording on, which is probably for the best for the listeners, I would assume at this point. This juncture. So we just struck out Manny Machado
with ease.
So now that means we...
Oh, it's an advert
for
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2, which looks pretty pretty humorous.
I wish that he played baseball.
Ooh, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he looks like a baseball player.
Didn't he do... He did a basketball movie. What was that basketball?
He looks kind of like Dickie.
Dickie who?
Our pitcher.
Not familiar.
The Blue Jays pitcher.
This is clearly old footage that they're using on the big screen there on the Jumbotron because it's all very sunny and at the moment the whole place is covered. But see, for people who are international, they don't understand what the Sky Dome is. It's quite a unique...
Explain the Sky Dome. It's pretty unique.
Tell them about the Sky Dome.
It's like the biggest... Tell them about the Sky Dome a little bit.
So it was... It was built in the early 90s by the city of Toronto for $600 million. It was then sold to the Rogers Corporation for $25 million at an enormous loss for the city of Toronto. So that's good. That's good for all of us.
For Rogers.
Think about that next time you pay your Rogers bill. And it holds about 50,000 people, which is pretty big.
Are there any baseball stadiums bigger than this?
It was built on an ancient Indian burial ground.
Oh, no doubt.
And
are there any bigger ones, though?
Are there bigger baseball stadiums? Yeah! Yeah. It's not the biggest.
But it's got a roof. It's got a roof!
Okay. Yes, now we're at the Make Some Noise Toronto thing.
But it's got a roof. It's got a roof that closes. The roof closes.
That's the big thing. We have a roof that is oscillating.
So it's convertible. It's convertible.
It's a roof. It's a retractable roof. So when it's raining, they'll close it up. Sometimes during the game, you'll see it open up, close up. It'll give you a little bit of sun.
How long does it take to open? About half an hour?
Yeah, it's like 22 minutes. I remember that statistic.
All right.
It's weird. He knows the money. I know the roof Roof time.
He knows the time on the roof.
Although I remember I remember coming to a Blue Jays game when I was young. Spitz, by the way, the official sunflower seed of the Toronto Blue Jays, because when you're a Blue Jay, you need sunflower seeds to play. Yeah, I remember coming here when I was young, and they were opening it because it was getting sunny, but midway through it started pouring rain like crazy right on all the people, so quite inefficient, really. Really didn't do its job at that time.
Did they stop it mid like?
Yeah, they started sending it back.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, didn't matter. It still rained on us for a good. But you know, I guess that's what most baseball parks are like.
Yeah, I mean, like they should be thankful that at least it can close eventually.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They just cancel games, don't they?
They do. Yeah, in a normal like open air baseball field, if it rains, they'll just cancel the game, and you're kind of like, if you took that day off work or something, you're kind of screwed. What's nice about the retractable roof is that the game is always going to go on. You're never going to miss it. So buy tickets to Blue Jays. Support your local team.
Support Rogers.
Support Rogers.
Great,
it's a beautiful corporation.
We do lots of great things, like overcharge you and
a pretty good wave going on now.
There's a solid wave coming this way.
Counterclockwise wave. Very important.
Yeah. Have you do you guys call it? See, because you know what I find humorous is they actually call the wave in other countries the Mexican wave.
What? Why?
I don't know. We call it the wave, but everywhere else, for some reason, they call it the Mexican wave, and I don't know what the relationship to Mexico is. All right, it's about to come over here right now. I'm going to do it with the podcast. All right, here we go. There we are. So,
that was good.
I hope you guys, wherever you were listening to this...
didn't fall off your seat.
Did a wave. Hopefully you joined in. You know.
Remember to keep one hand on the wheel if you're driving.
Yeah, or if you're... if you're on the subway or at the gym, keep your hand on the treadmill bar.
Yeah, and on the dumbbell.
You don't have to do the wave if you're dumbbells.
If you're at the gym right now, just take a break from whatever you're doing. Go get a drink of water.
And do the wave there.
Do the wave. Maybe go do some squats after that.
It's coming around again. It's really distracting from this podcast, but I'm gonna just pretend it's okay.
Getting weaker.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna give you a little cheer action here. All right. So that was as you can hear, Kawasaki did some magic there. He hit the ball, which is pretty much what he's paid to do. So exactly, no thrill there.
But if you don't know anything about Kawasaki, if you're not a baseball fan, just go look him up on YouTube and see, like, this man is adorable.
Is adorable.
He's adorable. It's heartwarming. He gives a speech. He doesn't speak much English.
He does a lot of bowing.
A lot of bowing, a lot of squats.
Which is respectful.
He's a very honorable man.
Yeah.
But he's a teddy bear, too.
Clearly
a teddy bear.
Clearly a Japanese teddy bear. Happy to have him here on the Toronto Blue Jays baseball club. Do you call it a club here? Yeah, I think you would.
And he's also almost a part of this podcast because he's right down there.
And he's been, you know, he's been good all day.
Yeah.
Right?
He hasn't let us down, that's for sure.
Yeah, he hit a good one earlier. It looked like we were going to have two home runs, but what happened is he didn't. So we were back to the thrill that you see before us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he hit his first home run, major league
run
yesterday.
What we haven't seen today is no one has run onto the field.
Yeah.
No. That's always an exciting part of any baseball game.
Is someone streaking?
Is the streaker. The classic streaker.
I have a good friend who streaked a Toronto Blue Jays game.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens
we
when
filmed
you,
it.
What happens when that, like... Do you
he gets
get a fine?
Arrested, yeah.
You got a fine?
He got arrested.
So explain what happened.
He had to pay a fine to get out of jail because he was in jail.
How much was it?
It was expensive, like a grand or something.
A
$1,000.
Something like that.
Not worth it.
No. So I'm going to pause this, and then maybe we'll come back right at the end of the game again.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You gave me like a suit yourself. I mean, you know. All right, so we're right now, top of the ninth inning. This could be it.
Jays are up by two.
So if this guy hits it, and he just
one strike away. We're one strike away.
One strike away from winning the game here.
This will be the end of the podcast.
It's overwhelming. I'm overwhelmed. All right, everybody's standing.
Stand up.
I have to stand up. I have recording equipment. All right, I'm standing up. At the Sky Dome. Here it is. Nothing happened there, but people looked excited. It was a ball.
I don't know, people are getting really upset now, but.
Well, why are they upset?
Because that was a ball. But I don't know. They should just be happy because it's almost over.
I'm happy it's almost over. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast has. I hope you've enjoyed it. That's clearly the end of the game. There's a Blue Jay with a life jacket running out onto the field. And we've made it happen. Yes, we did it. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Ice Holes podcast.
The Jays.
What?
Big win. That's game number, is that 10 in a row or 11?
That's 10 in a row, is that correct? How many is this?
10 in a row.
10 in a row.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all Blue Jays fans and girls in cowboy hats.
Girls in the cowboy hats.
All right. What's a good baseball thing to end on? Hey, say something baseball-y to end this on.
Something baseball-y?
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be, you know, we should say something.
Oh, yeah, it's
Root for the home team. Is that too much?
Yeah.
Is that
root for the home team?
If they don't win,
Kawasaki.
It's a shame they didn't win.